broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. Keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
It is 3 p.m. on April 14th. 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 14 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, the 2022-23 BCIHO champions, an update on the SFU lacrosse, and an interview about the SFU football program, which ended on April 4th, after the following messages.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, you've released some demos now, that titled, coincidentally, Demos.
It's just called Demos right now, yeah.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Well, we're going to go on a tour. Okay, we're playing Sled Island, cool. Which will be sick. We're very excited for that.
Music Waste.
And we're playing Music Waste, also very excited for that. So that makes it easy. and I think we're going to probably record soon.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
First up is the New Pornographers continue as a guest with Automatic Suite.
A carnival beating heart and the means of escape. Ride the rail, jump the track. Wide awake, this wish automatic. Soar with me for a while. Sweep the crumbs from the trail. Want to go faster, yeah. Lord, I do. Do not fail. This wish automatic.
We'll be right back.
That was Wish Automatic Suite from the New Pornographers. Continue as a guest. Next up is Ave Tears 7th. The track is Cloud Stop Restart. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Torn on sound, so I got in the cloud stretcher. to the city, went the country, and it was beaten, torn down. Oh, American stranger, is it always like this? Losing the things to spikes and the ups and downs. You feel so small.
I'd like to discuss the SCF Athletics at this time. On April 8th, the track and field teams competed in the 2023 Emily Mondor Invitational, which mainly took place at SFU. Distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In women's discus throw 4 kilograms, which took place at Percy Perry Stadium in Port Coquitlam, Caitlin Hanger hurled 44.76 for fifth, while teammate Susanna Linuski chucked 44.36 for sixth. The following events occurred at SFU in the 2023 Emily Mondor Invitational. SFU was the only team to compete in the women's 4x100 relay, as the Red Leafs clocked in at 48.06. In women's long jump, Dominic Ronsay leaped 4.88 for third. Maddie Powell hopped 4.76 for fourth. Kyra Stewart sprung 4.76 for fifth. Kennedy Primrose bounded 4.64 for sixth. Larissa Cote leaped 4.48 for eighth. And Olivia Wimbriel hopped 4.29 for ninth, personal best. SFU won the men's 4x100 relay at 42.44. where the Red Leafs and the UBC Thunderbirds were the only teams to compete. In the women's 1500, Olivia Willett ran 448.23 for 8th. In the women's high jump, Olivia Wimbriel hopped 1.45 for 2nd, only behind Sarah Pimblett at 155 of UBC. In the women's 100, Jalen Cummings clocked in at 12.42 for 2nd, only behind Hannah Supkovich of UBC at 12.07. In the men's triple jump, Zach Salisbury leaped 12.2 for third. In the men's 100, Josiah Pinson-McCoy dashed 10.75 for second, personal best, only behind Nathaniel Barry of UBC at 10.62. McCoy's teammates Kaito Suzuki clocked in 10.88 for third, personal best, while Jeremy Belcher ran 11.16 for 10th. In the women's 400, Claire Bosma dashed 58.04 for second, only behind the former SFU Red Leaf Allison Andrews-Paul at 56.26. Bosma's teammates Erica Bender ran 59.66 for fourth, Jordan Jacobs sprinted 101.73 for fifth, and Veronica Robertson darted 102.33 for seventh. In the men's 400, Felix Allen rushed 51.06 for 7th, Jordan Schmidt darted 51.36 for 8th, personal best, and Andrew Thompson ran 52.28 for 10th, personal best. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott leaped 1.65 for 2nd, only behind Austin Seals of Western Washington at 1.75. In the women's 800, Megan Roxby dashed 210.94, only behind Haley O'Connor at 210.52. Roxby's teammates Kate Cameron darted 215.23 for 6th, and Elizabeth Vanderput ran 216.09 for 7th, personal best. In the men's 800, Thomas Chapman clocked 156.01 for 3rd, Jose Castro sprinted 156.1 for 4th, and Kirubo Bogel darted 157.68 for 7th. In the women's javelin 600 grams, Maddie Powell hurled 35.51, personal best, only behind Giovanna James of UBC at 37.69. Brian Cortes won men's javelin 800 grams as he threw 53.72. In the men's 200, Josiah Penson-McCoy dashed 22.09 for 2nd, only behind Nathan George of the Coquitlam Cheetahs at 21.57. McCoy's teammate Kaito Suzuki clocked 22.41 for 5th. In the men's long jump, Blake Furtado leaped 6.39 for 2nd, only behind Jason Soriano of UBC at 6.7. Furtado's teammate Mitchell Gibbs hopped 6.14 for 3rd, Nicholas Monroe sprung 5.93 for 6th, and Kaysen McDermott skipped 5.83 for 7th. Joran Lenton won the men's 400 hurdles 36 inches as he clocked 55.27. In the women's 5,000, Milena Kalic ran 18.31.39 for 8th, personal best. And Ella Marion clocked 18.31.43 for 9th. SFU won the men's 4x400 relay at 3:26.44, along with the men's 4x100 relay at 42.44, where UBC did not finish. On April 10th, SFU Men's Golf started an NCAA West Regional Preview at Foxdale Golf Club in Rohnert Park, California. The Red Leafs finished day one with 21 over par, 597 strokes over two rounds. Aiden Goodfellow led SFU with 2 over par, 146 strokes, a six-way tie for 23rd. Jordan Bean finished one shot behind Goodfellow, 3 over par, 147 strokes, a seven-way tie for 29th. The following day saw SFU Men's Golf concluding NCAA West Regional Preview at Foxdale Golf Club in Rohnert Park, California. The Red Leafs fired 4 over par, 298 strokes in round 3, for a total of 31 over par, 895 strokes, as SFU finished 13th, 42 shots behind the team winner, Cal State San Marcos. Aiden Goodfellow led the Red Leafs with 4 under par in round 3 for a total of 2 under par, 214 strokes for 8th, 6 shots behind the co-winners of Matthew Pennington of Cal State San Marcos and Jordan Lee of Western Washington. Three events occurred on April 12th. Natasha Kozlowski made the 2022-23 GNAC Golf. Natasha Kozlowski made the 2022-23 GNAC Women's Golf All Academic Team, her second consecutive honor presented by Barnes & Noble's College. Kozlowski, a junior from Prince George, is a criminology major with a 3.29 GPA and is scoring average of 78.29 in 4 tournaments this season. To qualify for the GNAC All-Academic Teams, athletes need to have sophomore eligibility or later, earn a minimum 3.2 GPA, a letter winner of the team, and second year in their institution. Susanna Linuski competed at Cal State LA Twilight Open as the lone representative for SFU track and field. She hurled 49.92 meters in women's hammer throw for 11th, her personal best. softball played a doubleheader against St. Martin's to cap off April 12th. The host Red Leafs fell to the Saints 8-4 and 15-8 at Burnaby Speedy Field, where Megan Duclos had 5 hits and stole 2 bases, with Kristen Davyduke, Amy Hughes, and Abby McGlynn providing 4 hits each. On April 13th, SFU track and field teams competed at Long Beach State's Pacific Coast Intercollegiate. Distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds, which may be given in decimals. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In men's javelin throw, Brian Cortez hurled 58.25 for 10th. In women's 4x100, the quartet of Diana Volosian, Mariela LeClaire, Emma Kanan, and Jalen Cummings dashed 46.66 for 7th. In women's 800, Kate Cameron ran 214.73 for 2nd, only behind Taylor Viertel of Utah Valley at 214.59. Cameron's teammates Elizabeth Vanderput sprinted 215.93 for 5th, while Emily Chilton clocked 216.92 for 8th. In men's 800, Ephraim Mekonen dashed 156.21 for 6th. Kiruba Bogel ran 156.5 for 7th, and Jose Castro sprinted 157.11 for 9th. Mari Alua LeClaire won women's 100 at 11.46 in a field of 90 runners.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene is first at 11-2 conference, 23-14 overall. St. Martin's second, 7-3 conference, 20-10 overall. Western Oregon third, 10-5 conference, 21-20 overall. Montana State Billings fourth, 6-7 conference, 14-21 overall. Western Washington fifth, 7-9 conference, 18-19 overall. Central Washington sixth, 5-8 conference, 17-20 overall. And Simon Fraser is last at 2-14 conference with an 8-31 overall record.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome to the second half of episode 14 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, the 2022-23 BCIHL champions, an update on the SFU lacrosse, and an interview with Jim Mullen, the president of Football Canada, regarding the latest on the cancellation of SFU football. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Behaviors, the Sad Truth About Happiness. Here is Bad Story. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.